Hello everyone, I'm Freya Hansen and this is QU, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. We are in Studio Q at North Campus today. On today's show, we are going to talk about Valentine's Day and a little recap about recent news on the QU campus. And today I have Jasmine with me and Brianna. And if you guys could introduce yourself and tell a little bit about who you are. Jasmine, if you want to go first.
Hi guys, I'm Jasmine. I am a fellow student here at QU and I'm just around, man.
Do you do any sports or anything at campus?
I wrestle for Quincy University's women's wrestling team. So
nice. And where do you live at campus?
On campus? Mm-hmm. I live in the Willard dorm, but I'm not from Quincy or anywhere in Illinois. I'm from Oregon. So
you're from Oregon, nice. And what about you, Brianna? What's your story?
I'm Brianna. I'm a public relations and strategic communications major. I'm a commuter, which ties into the story that I'll be talking about soon.
Mm. Nice. So have you always been living in Quincy?
I've always lived in the area.
Okay, in the area. Okay, awesome. Well, yeah, like I said, today we're going to talk about Valentine's Day and also about news stories. And I know you guys have been working on some recent news stories. For example, Jasmine, you had been working on wrestling women's team.
Yeah, I mean, women's wrestling has been around for, like, realistically not that long. It's a huge growing sport, and for the longest time it was known as an emerging sport. But on January 17th, NCAA announced it that it's going to be an official championship sport starting next year in 2026, and that's when the first championship will be held, so... This season's about to wrap up, and we actually have regionals next weekend on February 23rd. But, yeah, so next year we're going to have the opportunity to wrestle as a championship sport to get the qualifications, the necessary things to count as a real sport. And it is honestly a huge step for women to be able to participate in sports that have been qualified under men and their activities. And it's amazing to see just the progress that we have made in the short amount of time and how many states that it's spread to. Because it's officially, as a collegiate sport, it is official under 76 colleges now. So that's where women can go. And that is just a huge amount. Because I know, like, when I first started, like, 2 years ago, I think it was closer to maybe 40 schools to pick from. So even having the opportunity to wrestle at QU was amazing. And now, like, I just can't wait to see the younger generations come in and be able to have more opportunities. Because being able to wrestle in college, it offers, like, scholarships, and that offers it so that there's more education available to so many more people just based on their sport. So it's amazing to see it grow.
That's really awesome. And, I mean, we're, like, in 2025, so it's about time that it becomes an official sport. And, I mean, like you said, that women are able to choose between colleges, because I know me as a soccer player, I had even a hard time finding a college. So I mean, for you guys it must have been even harder. I don't know how your search was, like, how that went.
I mean, it definitely helps if you did really good in high school, for sure. And, like, so this is my eighth year wrestling, so I had a few qualifications, like, especially in high school, like, being my team had, like, a state championship type thing. And we got first there. So it really helped with recruiting. And since I came to Quincy and it was second year of the program, so they were still recruiting, trying to get as many girls just to even fill the roster. So I was more in the right place at the right time with the right, like, opportunities presented to me. So, I mean, there's definitely been a lot of improvement. But now that's just going to be open to so many more people. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have, like, just the perfect amount of stuff to get the opportunity to come wrestle here. Yeah. Or not even necessarily here, other colleges. Like, it's just so much more inspiring for, like, younger girls. They're going to start younger. There's going to be so many more feeding programs that contribute into high school and then contribute into college. And it's amazing. And then eventually the Olympics. Like, it's already a sport at the Olympics, but they only have, like, 5 or 6 weight classes compared to the 10 that they have here in college. So it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
It sounds very diverse now. I like it. Okay, well, nice. And I know you, Brianna, you had recently been making a story about commuters at at QU.
Yeah, so I interviewed, I believe it was 21 students. I surveyed 21 students, sorry. So most of it was anonymous, which was also pretty sweet, so people could talk about their problems without worrying. And in my story, I highlighted the main issues that popped up frequently. And those issues involved, of course, parking, which will always probably be an issue, unfortunately. Lack of engagement with, like, activities and also communication, because I guess a lot of people have been stating that they don't get, like, all the emails or, like, just news going on about campus, so they feel like they miss out on a lot that's going on. Also, apparently there's also been a lot of struggles with clubs and organizations.
Okay.
And there has also been with meal plans, too. The commuter meal plan is actually just not sufficient enough for what we need, which is unfortunate. There's also one more. Okay, I don't see the last one. But okay. Those are, like, the main ones that popped up a lot, and I wanted to, like, highlight them.
Yeah, because I know, for example, parking right now, we, like, every spot out there at the North Campus was taking, so I know it's a big problem at QU, but I'm surprised to hear about the news and mails. I mean, and really not, because if you don't live on campus, I even find it hard sometimes to keep up with the news. So, I mean, I don't know about you guys, how it really makes you feel.
Definitely a little, like, left out. And just missing out. Because, you know, college is, like, a really unique experience that everyone should be able to, like, enjoy. And that's just, that gets hard when you're not getting all the information or it's not as clear as it should be. Someone also talked about that there are resident-only events, which is, like, fine. But it just is another, like, another feeling of being left out.
Exactly. Which is a big problem because, I mean, you guys are still a part of the QU.
Yeah.
Community, so I mean, everyone should be welcomed.
I mean, for the resident only events, like I assume you're talking about the ones where they have at the bottom of the buildings. Like, I know recently for Valentine's Day, they had one where they were filling the little goodie bags with candy that you could give to somebody. Those ones are sure they're only shown to the people in the building that live there, but anybody can come in and do them, so as long. Like, it's hard to get the information, but they don't turn anybody down, and everybody's always welcome to them.
Thank you, Jasmine. That's really good to know. I didn't even know that was going on.
But, I mean, I didn't even receive that email, and I live in Willow Hall, and that was happening. But I was lucky that I saw the posters, so I knew, and my roommate knew. So, but, yeah, what was it about the meal plan? So how does that work?
So meal plans, I believe I wrote down the problem with it. Okay, so like there's many different types of meal plans, and the commuter, there is a commuter meal plan that is averaging 2 to 3 meals per week.
Okay.
But if you have classes 4 days, that's already not enough. And if you spend at least like 6 hours on campus or something like that, where you have both breakfast and lunch, you're not getting all the meals you need.
No, definitely not.
And I wouldn't be surprised also if there's also a problem with like residents on campus with their meal plans, but I wanted to focus on commuters.
So how do you get meal? Do you pack your lunch from back home, or like do you go out and drive?
I don't really eat. Well, I don't. Okay. I already don't eat breakfast.
Okay.
But when it comes to like lunches, I just kind of skip lunch and wait until I get home or until like later in the afternoon at work. I just realized I'm a very hungry person. Look out.
Well, I mean, as long as you can focus on school, because I know I get pretty hangry if I don't get my meals. So, I mean, but it's important to get food. So, yeah, I'm really happy that you touched that subject. And I don't know if you guys have anything else you want to touch on your stories or if we should.
I actually do have a question for Jasmine. Out of curiosity, what makes wrestling so, like, big for you, or like what makes you so interested in it?
Honestly, wrestling is so tough. Like when they start the season, the tactics that they take are similar to like the tactics at boot camp of breaking you down to nothing and then building you back up to how they want you. So, I mean, if you do it long enough, I feel like there's that mental of like, oh my gosh, I got to keep doing it. But part of it, it's also like I've been doing it from such a young age that it's all I know. And it just, it's integrated into me. And like, I feel like you have to have like, a lot of wrestlers have very addictive personalities. And so it's more of like, oh, I fell in with wrestling as opposed to other things. And I feel like it's, I don't know, it's amazing. It's definitely shaped me as a person. And realistically, like in high school, it was, so I'm from Oregon, right? I've stated that before. Wrestling was my like escape out of there, and it's brought me so far in the world. And so like where I am today, I have to thank for wrestling, and it just shapes me into like what I like to perceive as a better person at least.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that you found something you just enjoy so much.
I have always been curious about knowing what the weight classes is about, because I know you guys talked about there's 5 weight classes at Olympics, but here you have 10. So how do you get put into a weight class?
Basically, well, you can wrestle any weight class that you want. If you weigh, say, I wrestle the 131 weight class, but I don't weigh 131 pounds, so I always end up cutting down to it. But at the beginning of the year, I weighed about 145 pounds, so I wrestled the 145 weight class. And basically, to wrestle in that weight class, you have to be under like the maximum weight. So for 145, you have to be under 145 pounds.
Okay.
That being said, you can wrestle up, I believe, 2 weight classes. Don't quote me on that. It might be 1 weight class. But like you can weigh 145 and then wrestle the next weight class up. Seeing as I wrestle 131, I can weigh in the 131 weight class and then wrestle up to the 138 weight class. That's the next one. But there's 10 of them. I believe it is 103, 109, 117, 124, 131, 138, 145, 160. I want to say, and then 190. Okay. Is that 10?
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. The farther it gets away from my weight class, they get spread out.
Okay.
And I know they just changed the weight classes. Last year, they had different weight classes. Mm-hmm. Like, last year, I wrestled 136. So, it's an adjustment getting used to the new weight classes.
And mental, you got to really be really good at it.
I mean, if you want to make the weight.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people end up cutting weight to wrestle a lighter weight class. And, like, that's just kind of where the competition falls. But some people do make the choice to wrestle what they weigh. But, I mean, there's advantages in both. Sometimes there's just somebody you can't beat in a certain weight class that you weigh, so you go to a different weight class, and, like, just competition-wise. And everybody moves different, so having the opportunity, or every weight class wrestles different, so some focus on speed, some focus on strength. So being able to go to a weight class that fits that capability of yours really benefits wrestlers. And sometimes it's just filling the weight line of like, say we have like 5 138s, but no 131s, having one of the 138s cut down to 31 so that we can fill the lineup for team points. So it has all different benefits. And then in the Olympics, they have, I think it's 5 weight classes. I'll have to look into that. But they are not in pounds, they're in kilograms. So I'm not 100% familiar with kilograms. So,
but if you ever need help, I know, because I only do kilograms.
I think 55 or 59 is a weight class.
Okay, nice.
And that's close to mine somewhere in the range. But different opportunities at different weight classes.
Definitely. So. Well, awesome, guys. Thank you for introducing me to your stories, and I think we should get going now to Valentine's Day. I don't know if you guys can let me fill me in about what you guys did on Valentine's Day.
I ended up hanging out with one of my friends, and there was a little event here on campus of making little Valentine's Day cookies that you could give to people, and I decorated the best cookie, guys. You don't even understand, and I gave it to my best friend, Siobhan. And she adored it, and it was a great time. But before that, we ended up exchanging our little Valentine's Day baskets.
Wow,
and
cute.
Mine had a little cow in it, like a little blue cow, stuffed animal. Sleeping with that thing every night.
It's about spreading love to each other.
It
so
really is.
And I know you called it Galentine, or what?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Galentine's, like, because Valentine's is like the whole like with your loved one and your mm-hmm. significant other. And my boyfriend had a wrestling meet at the time, so like that kind of like pulled his attention away, which okay. is great. And he's doing amazing at this wrestling tournament, let nice. Me say. But I ended up spending the day with my friend, my best friend, and Galentine's, because it's with the gals. It's about just appreciating each other that way, you know, because I still love my friends. Like,
I mean, it's important to let them know that you love them, appreciate their time they spent with you, too. So,
I mean, I swear I spend more time with, like, them than anybody else, especially because yeah. they're on the wrestling team. Mm-hmm. So.
So you spend almost all your time with them. Yeah.
And she was my roommate last year. Like, I lived with her. Come on. Like, how can I not appreciate
exactly.
her?
Exactly. Awesome. Well, that sounds like a lovely day. And what about you, Brianna? What was your day about?
Well, I worked.
You worked? Nice.
But no, it was a pretty busy day.
You work in Target, right?
Yep, Target. Yep. And it was a very busy day. I think most of it was last-minute Valentine gift.
I bet. Was it mostly men who came in, or?
Honestly, I want to say it was like a good even.
It was a good
but
even?
But I do think I saw more guys picking out flowers, yeah. which is kind of cute. But
Was there any of the guys that asked for help, or were they sure about what flowers?
I have no idea. Thankfully, I was in the back most of the day. Mm-hmm. So, but a very busy day. Mm. Yeah, that's all I did.
Nice.
How about you, Frasia?
Oh, I spent it on practicing. I don't have a significant other or anything like that. So I was spending it on weightlifting and school. No, not even school. I was just waiting for soccer practice. And then I was having the event as Jasmine as well, made a cookie for myself. I mean, if nobody else is going to make it for you, you got to do it yourself, right?
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So, and at the end of this episode, I'm also going to ask you guys what your favorite kind of candy and flowers are. And also your movie, because how are we going to set up the perfect Valentine's Day for next year for you guys? So, if you guys can think a little bit about that, then that would be awesome. That we get to know in the end of the episode. So I know my favorite movie would be Titanic. It's, yeah,
but
I know.
They die.
I know, but it's so, they're like in love and they like, they meet true love, you know? She doesn't want to marry for money, but.
They know each other for a couple of days. He's just this rebellious of her not wanting to do her responsibilities.
It's love at first sight.
He dies. She sacrifices him so she can live. I feel like her true love there is herself.
No, I wouldn't agree on that. I think he, like you said, he sacrifices himself for her to live the rest of it. I mean, it was pretty cold out in that water.
They definitely could have both fit on that door. There are so many plots in that movie. There are so many plot holes. Like,
I know.
What side do you take on like the door controversy?
I have seen a lot of different theories, but I have seen that if he would get on, there would not be balance on the door, so they would both go into the water.
He's not that big of a man. They weigh about the same. The door is not gonna flip, and they can just lay on top of each other, and then they can like hold on to like body heat and stay alive longer. They can just cuddle. Like, there are so many opportunities there, and if he really wanted to be self-sacrificing, he could have laid on top of her and, like, protected her from the elements outside, and then they would have balanced on the board. They could have gotten their lovey-dovey like they did before, and she would be safer all for it, and warmer.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, she barely is laying on that door. Doesn't she have her feet in the water as well, I think?
Well, if she just pulled herself up onto the rest of the door. Have you seen the size of a door? Look at a door. There's two of them in here. You're saying you couldn't fit on a door with another person?
I mean, he weights maybe a little bit more than her, so it would be unbalanced, I know.
On top of each other. This is life or death. There's no such thing as personal space.
But it's so cold in that water, he can barely get up on that door.
You know what? His life depended on it. He would have found a way.
Probably. So, and I think if I would choose some favorite candy to eat with that movie, that would be some sea salt caramel chocolate. I'm big on that.
What about you, Brianna?
No. I think for candy, I would have to go just like a plain old Kit Kat. I love just eating them wafer by wafer.
Okay.
As for a favorite movie, I think I have to go with How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh.
I think I have
awesome.
To go.
Awesome. They're doing the live version.
Yep. I believe that comes out in like June or July.
Oh, awesome. That's definitely one of my favorites too. I loved it as a kid. So I'm excited to watch the live version.
Oh, I'm so ready for it. Mm. I'm a little bit nervous just because it's live action.
Yeah.
But
you never know how it's going to turn out.
I'm so biased because I like the movies.
Yeah. Understand. You just know it's going to be great, right? What about if anyone would give you some flowers? What would that be?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I feel like any flower. Mm-hmm. I think every flower is like so unique and beautiful mm-hmm. in its own way. I'd have to go with just any.
Nice.
How about you? You didn't answer that question.
No. So my favorite color is red. So, of course, I'm going to use Rose, and the name of the girl in Titanic is Rose, so I mean...
Talk about foreshadowing, guys.
I mean, it's the perfect setup for Valentine's Day for me. That would be Titanic, chocolate, and a rose.
You hear that, people?
And you, Jasmine, what about you?
Okay, hold on. Before we touch on the favorite candy, mm-hmm. going to your favorite candy being Kit Kats, I'm a sucker for a Kit Kat, but I actually adore the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. But if you put them in the freezer and then eat them, especially with like a lot of chocolates, even just normal chocolate, for some reason putting chocolate in the freezer then eating it makes, at least in my book, makes it so much better.
No, I get it. You're right.
So, see, wouldn't it just be very cold to eat them then?
Well,
like, would your teeth?
It hardens the chocolate, so it uh-huh. like crunches more, mm. but like...
What about the caramel? Like, for example, with a Twix?
Well, with a Twix. I don't eat Twix.
No, but true. Now we're talking about Kit Kat.
I mean, with caramel, I imagine it might harden it. But, like, yeah. if you're, like, one of those people who just like to slowly enjoy it and yeah. have it melt in your mouth, come then, on. Then come you gotta on.
Well, I have to try that next time.
I mean, I haven't tried it with caramel, so okay. it might be different. But with other chocolate-based candies, it's fabulous.
I'll try and find a Kit Kat and try it out.
And then my favorite movie is Legally Blonde. I'm all about that woman independence, like love going to court in pink, gotta show it off, gotta, you know what? She finds her self-love and she finds herself in that movie. And sure, she finds love like outside of it, don't get me wrong, but that's not even the main focus of the movie. The main focus of the movie is herself and her establishing her career and like that. And love is just the secondary. I feel like love is important, but you gotta appreciate yourself first. And then for my favorite flower, mm-hmm. okay, I don't really, I like daisies, I do, but I don't really have a favorite flower. But I also, so my boyfriend is amazing and he buys me flowers every 2 weeks.
Nice.
And so every time he just gets a different like type of flower and different bouquet. And like, because it is Valentine's Day, he did go a little cliche and get me roses, you know, but
nice.
I think they're like orange and pink and red and I keep them next to my bed. They're amazing.
So you did get flowers.
Yeah, but yes, not for Valentine's okay. Day though. Like,
but he did. Oh, that's
he
amazing.
Set the bar. He gets me flowers. He like.
I mean, I saw a quote the other day. Like a girl, she asked her boyfriend. She was like, "Why didn't you ask me to be your Valentine?" And he was like, "Oh, do you ask your mom to be your mom?" And I was like, "I mean, you don't need. I mean, if they give you flowers all the times of the year, I mean."
I mean, I feel Valentine's Day is a very hallmark, very cliche type of yeah. thing. I mean, Valentine's Day shouldn't be the reason that he's getting you flowers. Like, mm-hmm. he should already be doing that. He shouldn't yeah. have to have a reason to do these things for you because he shouldn't have an excuse not to be doing these things for you. Like, you deserve it. Like, know your worth. Don't let him treat you, like, below par. Like, find someone who appreciates you outside of Valentine's
exactly,
Day.
Exactly.
Who appreciate yeah, every other day of the year.
Yeah. Like where you kind of expect him to come with flowers on on Valentine's Day. So the days you don't expect it, I mean, maybe that is more significant.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I adore getting flowers every time.
I would too.
And like, so he'll watch for the flower. It's about every 2 weeks, but he watches for my flowers to start dying. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be like, ooh, it's time.
It's
and time then he'll bring them. And sometimes they disappear. And sometimes he's like, I got you something. And he does the really romantic gesture where he pulls it out from behind his back. And he's like, I love you.
Oh, cute.
Take these flowers. And it's 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Is he the type, if he gives you some gifts, is he the type of guy who can't like hold it and hold it a secret? Does he tell you like, oh, I got you something?
That's definitely how I'm like with him. Okay. I can't like hide things from him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got you ice cream. It's in my freezer. You have to eat it now. But he gets me gifts, but he always gets me things that he knows that I like. So we'll be at the store and I'm like, so even like this pullover that I'm wearing now, he bought it for me as a gift, but he saw that I appreciated it in the store, and then he went back for it to get it. Aww. And brought it to me, and then the next day he was like, I got something for you, and pulled it out. Like, but he'll just give it to me whenever he buys it, because he doesn't need a reason to buy me stuff. Like, I appreciate it so much. He does it just to do it. Or like, I don't know, one thing I really appreciate about him is he like takes me out to dinner like 3 times a week at least. Oh, like,
amazing.
I don't know how much that is taking me out to dinner and more of like he wants to go out to eat, but I am not complaining.
He's tired of the cat food. I mean, that's a good excuse to.
Yeah, he's amazing. He does amazing things for me, and I like just love and appreciate him so much.
Amazing, amazing. That's awesome. Well, I don't know if we have any more about Valentine's Day. Is anything big happening in Target? No big fights about flowers?
No, thankfully.
Oh, that's good. Were you working like the whole day, or was it?
From like 1 in the afternoon till close.
Okay, so you had the closing shift.
Yeah.
Wow, that must have been a long day.
That's all good.
They're all good. That's amazing.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I know for next week, I'm, for example, working on a story about Valentine's Day. I think I'm going to turn it into something about Galentine, because that it's important to appreciate not only your lover, but also your friends and family and everything like that. So I don't know if you guys have any upcoming stories that you guys are working on.
And the idea of Valentine's Day, I know we just had Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. and I know one of the sororities did a crush Valentine's Day thing where you could buy crush cans for your Valentine, and it had a little note on it that you wrote for them, and then the Valentine would come pick them up on Valentine's Day. So my story is going to be on that, because I know there was a little like outrage in the prices, but realistically it turned out really well, and like, nice. Just like, I want to talk about the stuff that it goes to, and like, so people people understand like the benefits of it.
Yeah, because I didn't understand that concept at all. I heard one of my teammates, she had a crush apparently, so she got a soda on Valentine's Day. That was lovely to see. And you, Brianna, do you have any upcoming stories you're working on?
It's not the one I'm currently working on, but the one I just finished kind of ties into Valentine's. I was interviewing small businesses for the Love Local Shop Local event in Quincy. And one of the businesses, I asked them if Valentine's was like an important day to their shop. And they said that it's not really, but they did mention that Valentine's Day has kind of become more of just appreciating those that you're around. It doesn't have to be about like the person you love, but it can be, you know, friends, family, just sharing your appreciation, which I think is just really sweet, because Valentine's doesn't have to be about romance.
Exactly.
I found that really sweet to hear.
Well, that's awesome. And now that we still talk about Valentine's, we talked about the men's volleyball team. They played actually on Valentine's Day, but it wasn't a big romance for them, because they lost 3-0 against Loyola University. And I found out that they're actually ranked 6th in the whole nation, because it's a D1 school. So, I mean, for them being up against number 6 in the nation, and then being able to compete with them, and they were close to getting a set. I think they were up 25-21 with them. So I think overall they did a great fight against them.
I didn't get the opportunity to see the game, but it's great to hear that they like put in a fighting chance and like gave it their all. But I did see the like, I don't know if you want to call it the advertisement, the announcement that they were playing on all the screens everywhere that they put the announcements for the Valentine's Day game, and I don't know if you saw it, but it was, like, great. It was amazing. It had one of their players, like, posing, but then it had all the hearts in the background, and it was, I don't know, if you saw it, it made me laugh, so finding the opportunity to go look for it, I would recommend.
Definitely, and the students showed up, and I know my team showed up in pink shirts, because, you know, pink out for Valentine's. So that was really nice to see the crowd being in pink and supporting our men's volleyball team. So, I mean, overall, it was a nice evening and get to watch some volleyball. Unfortunately, they didn't win. But I mean, when you look at the other team being ranked 6, it's pretty hard to.
And it sounds like a very big day, just a huge opportunity to even just play against a team like that.
Yeah,
and so good on our team.
Yeah, exactly. And that they get to come here at QU as a D2 school. I mean, they play D1, but I mean, it's just for a big school like that to come here and play against us. It's a big opportunity to brand ourselves and stuff like that. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I want to say thank you for joining me in this podcast and thank you for showing up.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Of course.
Same here. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Maria.
I appreciate you coming and spending your Sunday with me. It's been a nice opportunity and get to learn a little bit more about your stories and your Valentine's. Not everybody agree on Titanic being a good movie.
It's a good movie. I just think it's a little,
yeah.
I feel like there's a few holes in it.
That staircase scene?
Yeah, definitely a movie. Some controversy there with the door, but we can take that in the car later too. So yeah, thank you to you guys and thank you for listening to QU. I'm Freya Hansen and this has been a production of the QU Media Podcast Networks.